With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance published a new report entitled Nurturing Healthy Soils for Healthy Communities. The report recommends the Make America Healthy Again Commission support policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation as part of a national strategy to create lasting, healthy outcomes for all communities, rural and urban alike. The report focuses on three key pillars to help ag producers and forest owners keep our soil healthy and the air and water clean: advancing voluntary conservation, supporting sustainable forest management and restoration, and driving agricultural innovation. FACA co-chair Dwayne Simpson, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmers Cooperatives, is happy to see the release of the Healthy Soils Report. The FACA co-chair Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said, "Through collaboration, we can strengthen policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation. By providing the right tools, we can ensure farmers lead the way." President Donald Trump announced another in a series of recent trade deals, this time with the Republic of South Korea. He says the deal amounts to an investment of $350 billion in U.S. goods, which includes agricultural products. South Korea will also purchase an additional $100 billion in liquefied natural gas and other energy products. The president says U.S. goods will be traded with South Korea at a zero tariff rate, while South Korea will pay a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. South Korea is one of our longest established trading partners, so the council is happy to see the administration show a commitment to building on those years of mutual respect and trade with our negotiation of this newest trade deal. That coming from U.S. Grains Council CEO Ryan LeGrand. He added, "Korea was our fifth largest trading partner in grains in all forms, with sales totaling $4 billion in the 2023-2024 marketing year." Cover crops provide seasonal living cover in between a farmer's primary commodity crops and are often planted in the fall to provide winter cover for soil that might otherwise be bare. During the last decade, the use of fall cover crops has grown for the major cash crops like corn, soybeans, and cotton. Farmer responses to the Agricultural Resource Management Survey show that in the fall preceding the survey year, producers planted cover crops on 8% of all corn for grain acres planted, 11% of all soybean acres planted, and 19% of all cotton acres planted. Cover crop adoption was also relatively high in cotton fields, where cover crops help prevent erosion and increase soil moisture and organic matter. Producers can use cover crops to comply with regulations on applying manure to their acres, to address soil health or erosion concerns, or as grazed or harvested forage. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol output rose to its highest levels in 6 weeks and inventories jumped in the 7 days ending on July 25th. The total production surged to an average of 1.1 million barrels a day. That's up from just the 1 million a week earlier. The agency said that's the highest level since June 13th. In the Midwest, which produces the most ethanol, output averaged just over a million barrels a day, up slightly from the week prior. East Coast output jumped from 9,000 to 12,000 barrels a day, while Rocky Mountain production was up an average of 1,000 barrels a day to 11,000 for the week. Gulf Coast production was also up 1,000 barrels a day to an average of 25,000 barrels. West Coast output held steady compared to the prior week. Ethanol stockpiles on July 25th totaled 24.7 million barrels, reaching the highest level since the week ending April 18th. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.